Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
911, what are you reporting?
Hello, 911. Help me. Help me.
What is your emergency?
There's someone in my house. There's someone in my house.
Can you please verify your address for me?
51 Shenandoah. Shenandoah.
Ma'am, where inside the house are you?
Tell me, talk to Ren.
I'm right here, nigga. Release the hound.
Wow, wow, wow. What?
I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'ma ride for my side in the CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the treacherous three fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an Eddie Bauer. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill folks. They hit a villain, niggas spitting with them nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These niggas wearing skirts like the Pope. Who them niggas that you love to get? Who them niggas that you fucking with? Love to yell that we the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Four deep in the coop.
I'm a villain. Where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
Cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
Cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock, I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift, D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit,
fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope, dope like tons of coke,
cutthroat,
you don't want the pistols to whistle, candy paint Impala, I make hoes pop collars.
Goddamn hoes, here we go again. Fucking with Ren, playing to win.
He got the
coke in hand, juice and gin. Same shit you was fucking with way back then.
What?
We keep it cracking from the acting to the jacking. G'd up, C'd up, motherfucker blaze the weed up. We all on deck, fool, so put your heat up. I stay on deck, so man, don't get wet.
Look, my nigga, we can scatter like buckshot. Let's get together, make a record, why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had the right activator off the mic in 1985.
Real nigga.
We cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key. How fucked up that'd be. Gotta be near your anatomy, my form of flattery.
Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
We tend to bust on niggas that get mad at me.
Was it a bitch in the mix?
Well, it had to be.
Lying tricks, told them dicks that I had a key. Hoes make the world harder than it have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
Cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
Cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to, now I'm going to be on Tuesdays from this point on, to W there, Sips?
You
want to
get your teeth back in and say that bit correctly?
My gum actually hurts.
W-S-S-O after
math.
Are you better than?
No. Well, like I said, at this point on, we're now going to be on Tuesdays right after SmackDown. We just thought it'll just be a better, since now both Raw and SmackDown shows will be live, and plus at times get to catch up with, like, other wrestling shows like TNA, and I know I got to catch up with Ring of Honor, and New Japan Pro Wrestling I'm not worried about because they're only showing, like, past, like, matches and things like that. So, nothing to worry about. I know we got some stuff to talk about for the next hour, so we're going to get to it. So, they just post a number on here for anybody that wants to call. Either they want to listen in or they want to chat just about wrestling. So, let's get to it. So, anybody want to call in? Either you want to listen or you want to chat about wrestling, it's 646-915-9644. Again, the number is 646-915-9644. And welcome to everyone that's listening all around the world.
All around the world. All around the world. It's all around the world.
I knew that was coming.
I'm dumb. Don't hate on the singing.
Oh, no, I'm not hating on the singing. Why should we hate on the singing?
Because all around the world. La, 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 la. I'm done.
And we will also welcome to first-time listeners, so welcome.
And you should have been listening before. Simple as that. We're freaking awesome.
Exactly. We've been excellent.
Fabulous. Wicked cool.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yep, I remember that. Can never forget that. I guess the only boy wonder was here. He's
oh,
probably, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Well.
Well, he would have said it in a deeper voice.
Ain't so little anymore either. That's it for damn sure.
He ain't little no more. Ain't going. Woo!
I should play it. Hold on, let me find it. Let's play Robert as his most embarrassing. Let's find it. Where are we? That's you. That's you. Here we go. We're going to put the phone up. Here we go. Robert singing when he was 8 in this, weren't he? 8 or 9.
I think so.
Theme tunes.
Yeah, it was Raw's theme song.
Yeah. blessed his heart.
Yeah, a whole bunch of theme songs that they can't even get straight.
Yep.
So let's get into Monday Night Raw, what happened yesterday and all that stuff.
Especially now Robert sung the intro.
Exactly. Show kind of started out with Enzo and Kaz just chatting for... You can't deny, like, Enzo's mic skills, because, and plus, he's funny as hell. So is Big Kaz as well. And for him, getting a little bit better on the mic, too, so...
My name is Hazel Jones, and I'm a certified bee. And you can't beat that. And this is our trail. He's 6'6". And you can't beat that. Bada boom, bada bing. The best motherfucking Jones team.
And you know she just made that up, too. It came from the top of the dome.
That was pretty awesome, except for the cuss, and I do apologize.
Well, we know listener discretion is advised, so... People know there may be cussing on here. Like we said, we apologize for the young ones that are listening. Don't cuss. At least until you're 18. Or you're like Hazel and just let Robert cuss anyway, although he's 16.
He doesn't say the S word or the F word in front. He says S from time to time and crap. So don't even go there saying he cusses.
Were you the one to say let him cuss?
Oh, that was only one day when he had had an issue with his dad. And I said, if you want to cuss, let it out. And even you agree. So don't even sit there playing Mr. Perfect Daddy when...
I said I was perfect.
But you thought it, didn't you?
No. Nope.
You thought, I'm a delicious black chocolate cup of skimmed chocolate milk with a chocolate muffin on the side, and I'm better than anyone.
Oh, my God. Not true, but, anywho, as Enzo and Big Cass were talking, Chris Jericho came out and said he had backup, which was Kevin Owens. So they give a jabber. So the whole thing of the talking segment was end up being for 20 minutes.
Something like that.
Right. Too much... damn talking. And I don't know when they're going to get through their heads. They need to start with a match. 10-minute match, then do a 10-minute promo.
Well, and it was pretty good like a couple of weeks back where they started it off with a match right away, because then when they had the promo afterwards, it didn't seem as long as like, okay, when's the match going to start? When's the match going to start? Do you know what I mean? It didn't seem that long.
Right.
I know it was, but because you'd already had a match to kind of help you through it.
Right, exactly. But anyways, it ended up being started with a match with Enzo Amore versus Chris Jericho. Kevin Owens kept on interfering, so Big Cass had enough and ended up getting the big boot to Chris Jericho. And Chris Jericho ended up winning by disqualification. And after that, that ended up being a challenge for Enzo and Big Cass to take on Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens at SummerSlam. I don't know if they made it official yet, but most likely it's going to be anyway. So, whatever with that. Braun Strowman ended up going against a local guy.
Again. For the 10 millionth time.
But here's the thing, like, they did talk about Nia Jax, and she was doing for the first 2 weeks was going against unnamed women opponents.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that this week with her.
No, they didn't. I wonder if something was said about how boring it is. Are you itchy?
Yeah, just on my upper back.
I swear, it's been so freaking hot here, and your sweat's drying. Need to take a nice shower, rinse all that off, get a bar of soap, wash your balls and your ass, just smelly bad.
Hey, what a hideous thing to say to a human being.
For anybody who doesn't know, we're not insulting each other for real. It's actually something that Stone Cold had added up.
Yeah, somebody had edited the, Yeah, they edited the Stone Cold segment. I guess he was talking about a country singer, but they ended up editing it and made him talk about CM Punk.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's so funny. It really is. And it's been like an on-standing joke afterwards when AJ ever said, like, I'm going to take a shower. And I'm always like, get a bar of soap, wash your balls, wash your ass, oh, you smelly mess. And it's just, if anybody really actually didn't know us, they'd probably think I was being really insulting. But the fact of it is, I'm not. I do love this. I do love this man because he isn't booty. He's bootylicious. Okay, moving on.
God. A match that happened from last week with Titus O'Neil versus Darren Young. Titus O'Neil won last week by holding up the tights and Oh crap.
What?
I don't know how it happens, but it's like my mouse, it just went to...
Your mouse just stopped by itself.
Right.
Well, as long as we're still on the air and people can hear us, we're all good.
Right, but what if we want to go on to a break or something?
No, you can't. You are not allowed to go on a break. Oh my gosh, I'm so sleepy. Keep talking and I'll see if I can load it up, so...
I hate this.
Talk about it. Come on.
I am.
Come on.
I am. But anyways, Darren Young kind of did, like, the same thing, kind of. I think he was holding the tights, too.
Yeah.
And got the 1-2-3, although Bob Backlund didn't see that. And they're going to make Darren Young great again. I think we talked about this on last week about the make Darren Young great again with the slogan. And Titus O'Neil said something. This was like before the match they had last week. It was like, when were you ever great?
Yeah.
Well, y'all were tag team champions, so y'all was great in the tag team division. But anyways, still can't even do it. But this was all three matches from hour one.
I had no words for it, so I'm not going to say anything because I was always raised to, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Oh, we had time for that.
No, I can't. Because I will go off, I'll say lots of naughty words, and I'll be very cruel, mean, and heartless. So carry on, and then I'll give you my opinion on Monday Night Raw at the end.
Okay. Starting the hour two, it was Sheamus versus Cesaro, a rematch from last week. And Cesaro did win that match. What was said, I think it was last week, like if Cesaro or Sheamus were won, they would get like a title opportunity, which we'll go into in a little bit. The Dudley boys made a challenge to Neville and whoever he brung out. It ended up being Sin Cara wearing all black, which kind of threw me off of like why he was wearing all black, like he's going to turn heel or something. But anyways, Neville and Sin Cara did win, so is this going to be a good tag team in the making? Who knows?
No, not at all.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just didn't.
And that was all from hour two, besides Seth Rollins talking about Finn Balor going, like Cesaro said, on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
And on.
And on. Anyways, now we're on to hour three. Sasha Banks will go against Dana Brooke. Earlier that evening, Sasha Banks was saying, like, she'll take them, both Charlotte and Dana Brooke, on in a handicap match for the title. So Mick Foley came up with the idea. It's like, you win, she's banned. If you lose, it'll be the handicap match. Lo and behold, Sasha Banks did win the match, and now it's just her and Charlotte for the title at SummerSlam. And it was also announced that with the WWE 2K17 soundtrack, is going to be none other than Diddy is going to produce the whole thing.
You know why?
Why?
Because we ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Because it's Bad Boys for Life.
Singing the label or the movie?
We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Because we're Bad Jones for Life.
Well, moving on. If anybody doesn't know, Bootios is a real cereal now. They make sure
that you ain't booty.
And they make sure that you got booty.
I got booty right here. You need my booty?
You just need to eat Bootios to have more.
Hey, my booty is so big you could park a car in the shadow of my ass. We do not need that booty getting any bigger. I do not need to have a ginormous booty that when I turn around, my booty knocks over half the population.
Half the population, huh?
Yeah, of Milwaukee.
Gotcha. Anyways, it ended up being Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson kind of made a joke about Big E's testicles or wherever.
Testicles. His eggs, as they refer to. They had a pickle jar with eggs, two eggs in. They refer to his nuts, his balls, everything else.
Eggs, ring of something.
Oh, dear.
Ring of itis or whatever they call it. So, anyways, that was kind of funny. Kofi Kingston ended up going against Luke Gallows, and the match was kind of quick, and it was like, I think it was like two, three minutes of a match. Luke Gallows did win the match, and they was about to do the same thing to Kofi Kingston. And as they what they did to Big E, they was going to do the same thing with Kofi Kingston. But Xavier Woods came out with a chair and started bashing him. So they still don't know or can't determine how long Big E is going to be out. So I guess if he's not back in time, it'll end up being Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston defending the tag team titles at SummerSlam against Anderson and Gallows.
And I would have to say, groin injuries hurt like anything. I pulled my groin about a year ago. Oh, dear God. The pain. It's not just in your groin area. It affects all the muscles going to your hip, down your thigh, and up your back. You remember that day where I couldn't get comfortable when I was trying to sleep and I'd put Tiger Balm on it and everything and every movement. Oh, the pain, the pain.
Ooh, the pain. But it hurts.
It does. I can see why he's out.
Right. Dan Bryan was invited to Mick Foley and I guess they were just trying to make sure that the incident with Brock and Randy Orton would not happen again. And Cesaro came, I think Rusev came out and started complaining about what happened earlier with the, they was doing their, I swear to God, that cake they had looked very,
it looked
very
really
good,
didn't it? What a waste of cake as well. I mean, speaking for all people who love cake, you don't waste cake like that. There are starving fat people in Wisconsin like me who need that cake.
But, yeah, earlier Roman Reigns came out, make the toast, drunk wine, and I guess they had a little...
destroyed the cake. Well, no. Actually, if you think about it, it was Rusev who destroyed the cake because he went after Roman and caught Lana instead and pushed
right.
her face in the cake.
Yeah, accidentally pushed her in. She was just so full of velvet cake.
It
I
wasn't nearly as good as our cupcake fight at our wedding.
But that looked like, I'm sorry, but that looked like some damn good cake.
It did. I mean, we spoke about that for a good hour last night, how good that cake looked. It looked moist and juicy and not dry. The frosting looked delicious. Who's buying us cake?
But anyways, Cesaro came out just saying where was his title opportunity, and I guess they was making the storyline that he wanted to go to SmackDown, then he wanted to go to Raw. So Mick Foley was like, yeah, I did promise you a title opportunity, so we're going to do it right now. So it ended up being Rusev versus Cesaro for the United States Championship. With all the little bit of interference by Sheamus going on, it did cost Cesaro the match. So Rusev did retain. And after that, something that Hazel liked that what happened. The thing was, Rusev turned around. It was just like, oh.
And it's the way he shook his hands.
Like the little baby
jazz hands.
Jazz hands. They end up getting speared by Roman Reigns.
And I made AJ, I kid you not, rewind that segment like a good couple, three times.
Yeah, it was three times.
It was just so funny.
Like, you thinking, like, he would have, like, tried to do something, maybe hit him with a belt or kick him.
No, instead he's going to do jazz hands. Oh, it was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing so hard over it. I mean, it was absolutely hilarious to me.
Yeah, it was. Your overall of Monday Night Raw?
Week. And it has been for the past couple of weeks. I was expecting a lot more when they did the brand split. And they just haven't followed through with it yet. I'm hoping that after SummerSlam things will change. But I'm not holding out much hope.
I see. I will have to say it was better. This week was better than last week.
I will say that.
But It did give you know, some of the wrestlers a day off with some of the ones that normally, you know, you'll see
doing both double duty.
Right, and stuff like that. So some wrestlers got the day off, especially the women's, because they only focus on one. Oh, yeah, and besides Paige being injured, but
yeah.
About that another time. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about TNA. So that probably will be quick. And talk about tonight's episode of SmackDown, and talk about who we think is the top face and heel. So we will be right back.
not do something about it? You think I'm just gonna turn the other cheek?
The push pays off, put you right back. The push pays off, put you right back. The push pays off, put you right back. The push pays off, put you right back.
Tacks himself in and went for the pin, which earlier, he was saying that Brother Nero should do it all by himself, which he did most of the work, but Brother Nero, I knew you were come.
Don't even. I have no words for that.
Like, Jeff Hardy, delete, delete, delete. Oh, yeah, I've never asked you this. I think you saw that one match that they had that was, like, outside of their home or whatever. What do you think about that match?
I don't even know. I seriously just don't know. I don't know where they're going, what they're doing, or any reasons why. I don't know.
Just like I said, the ending sucked. But anyways, Ashura and Grado went against Al Snow and his the proteges that he's training in the 2-on-3 handicap match. So yeah, bunch of handicap matches was going on. But Jura and Grado did win the match, and the main event was for the finals for Bound for Glory. So the winner will get a title shot against whoever is champion by the time Bound for Glory hits in October. It was Mike Bennett versus EC3, and Moose got a little bit involved, and it was like referee was knocked out and all weapons had been used and things like that. But he did it, and EC3 is going to Bound for Glory to go against whoever is the world champion.
I have a shooting pain in my butt cheek. I'm just letting you know.
Why would you share that?
Because my butt cheek has a shooting pain.
I guess my gums hurt, so I guess we're even. But,
your gums hurt for biting my ass cheek. Right. That's why my ass cheek hurts, because you've been biting it, causing gum problems. You brute.
Why don't you be a brute?
You are a brute. Brute, not rude. Brute.
Well, brute. That's what I meant to say, brute.
Because you are.
Right. But, overall, what I think of TNA, it was okay. It wasn't great, but it was good enough just for it to be okay. Now, let's get on to SmackDown. Of course, they started with talking with Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler, so at least that was like about 10 minutes, which it should have been anyway. But anyways, America Alpha went against some local guys. If you heard of a guy, Mike O'Shea, he's been doing some wrestling in PPW. That's in Las Vegas, and they be on TV every week on Fight TV, which I know I need to catch up on PPW as well. But America Alpha did win the match. But all the tag teams that on the SmackDown roster were there, like the Hype Bros, the Von der Villains, there was the Kenny, oh yeah, the Ascension was there as well. So seems like they need to build at least a couple more tag teams, and they'll be okay. Becky Lynch was supposed to fight Eva Marie, but, you know, last week it was with the leg injury, and
Yep. Now
it was the wardrobe malfunction. I don't know how the hell did they pull that off, but it happened, and she went to the back and claimed she went to go change, blah, 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 so that match didn't happen. But Becky Lynch went against Alexa Bliss, where she made her SmackDown debut. Decent match, and I do love her finisher. Alexa Bliss did win the match in her debut. And Eva Marie, out of nowhere, just came out and said she was ready. Well, she came out like before the match was over and said she was ready and kind of distracted her, but got her with 1-2-3. And I guess like Eva Marie is finally going to make her debut next week.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, do you think they're going to do another shenanigan?
Yeah, probably.
I think, is there a way just of making the people hate her?
Yeah. I think that WWE has worked out that the fans do not like her. They really don't. So why not just make her even more hated? Do you know what I mean?
Right. But you see more wardrobe malfunction before, but normally it'll be like a quick fix, then they just, you know.
Yeah, it was done for her to get out of the match. Simple as that.
Exactly. That was hour one, believe it or not. No. The hour one was concluded with Randy Orton going against Alberto Del Rio, and Randy Orton won by disqualification thanks to Alberto Del Rio hitting him with a chair. And, of course, another RKO out of nowhere. Heath Slater was fighting for a position to be on either SmackDown or Raw, so he's going to be... So right now they call him a free agent. Ooh, excuse me. So Heath Slater went against Rhino, and Rhino ended up winning the match. And I guess it seems like after the match, like Shane and Daniel Bryan was going to sign him anyway. But I guess he went off and I guess he was like, screw this, I'm going elsewhere, blah, blah, blah. But,
and blah, blah, blah is the technical term.
Right. Carmella making her SmackDown debut, went against Natalya and won.
Was I in the show for that match?
You probably was.
I don't remember that.
And it was talking about a little bit of a glimpse of the history of John Cena and AJ Styles. So they was on about that. And that stupid segment with The Miz and Maurice, when Renee Young was trying to interview him, you're thinking like, what are they trying to do?
I know, right?
It's like they probably would have had sex right there. That would have boosted up the rating.
I'm guessing.
And they did another thing with the her car. Well, Mrs. Carr, he came out talking to Scooby-Doo and saying like, I'm going to sue you. I should have been on the cover of the movie, the Scooby-Doo movie, with some of the WWE superstars was on there. So back and forth, and Scooby had pushed him into the Mystery Machine van and took off with his car. Okay, moving on to the main event with Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose going against the Wyatt families, Eric Rowan and Bray Wyatt. Good match, decent match. Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose did win the match, and of course, the end of it, Dean Ambrose hit him, I forgot what he called it, Dirty Deeds. Yeah, he hit him with Dirty Deeds. And that was it for SmackDown. So we're going to take another break, and we're going to talk about who we think are the top heels and top faces. And we're also going to talk about a local promotion that is doing what I was dreaming about for nearly 3 years to do. So we'll be back.
Cause uptown funk don't give it to you. Cause uptown funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it.
Roman Reigns, EC3,
Apollo Crews. I'm going to add you, New Day, as a unit. And I'm going to add even there, Becky Lynch.
Okay. My three favorite faces.
Five.
I can only think of three, so leave me alone. My three, if I get to five, then we're lucky. Favorite faces, I would say, at the moment, is Sasha Banks. Oh my gosh. My mind's now gone blank. I had him in my mind a minute ago. I can't freaking think. Roman Reigns. The Lunatic Branch.
The Lunatic Branch. Oh, Lunatic Fringe?
Yeah.
Talk about Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My favorite heels at the moment, AJ Styles. Yeah. And, oh my God. Oh God, I can't think of their freaking names right now. The weird ones who come out holding the lamp.
Oh, the Wyatt family.
Yeah. There you go, that's them.
Okay, my top five heels. Bobby Lashley.
That's like under sexiest wrestlers for me, so.
Well, it's like he got the X Division and the world title, and most likely it seems like he's going to have that King of the Mountain title too, because they're trying to really promote the guy. Let's see, Bobby Lashley, Eli Drake. I love that show he does on TNA. What else? The Club, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Yeah,
that
good.
Segment was funny. I'm going to add Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens as a unit. That was pretty good. And Bray Wyatt. So that's our five. Well, she picked three and I picked five. So that's, I think that's an interesting combination.
Well, if you'd given me more time to think about it, I would have had more time to think about it.
I should have mentioned it earlier today, but...
Yes, you should have.
Right.
That was your excuse for not putting me on the spot like that, making me look like a fool.
Well, I didn't even think about it until, like, I saw SmackDown. It was like, I had to figure out.
But anywho, on that note, it's getting very, very hot here.
And we're almost to that time that we're about to close out. So I think you're going to have a show tomorrow.
I am. I shall be running my mouth on my Wednesday night, as I always do. I will be finding new songs to add to the board.
Yeah, and need to add some songs, too.
But because it's that time of night, we're going to leave with a song because it's so damn hot.
Well, we're probably just going to end it because...
No, I'm going to play a song to end it.
We
probably, don't just close it out.
We might as well because, look, we have like
about... You're just so mean to me. Where's the love?
Yeah, there's love in my pants.
Oh, my God. We're closing it out.
But anyways,
goodbye from me. Goodbye from here, but I'll
be back
tomorrow.
Well, she'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back... Thursday, I'm going to try to do like a segment and get some local Bucks fans just to talk about the Bucks in general. So hopefully I can work on something right like that. So hopefully I'll give y'all time or something when that's going to happen.
And
so,
AJ's going to take a cold shower to deal with the love in his pants. We will see you all tomorrow night. Good night.
Good night.